From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Five people were killed and eight others wounded in a shooting at Fort Lauderdale Airport in Florida. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel said the incident happened at a baggage claim area in one of the airport terminals. Israel said police apprehended the gunman, identified as 26-year-old Esteban Santiago, an Iraq War veteran and former Alaska National Guardsman.
We have the shooter in custody. He's unharmed. No law enforcement fired any shots.
Broward County Commissioner Chip LaMarca said the gunman had a pistol in a checked bag. After claiming the bag, Santiago allegedly went into a bathroom, loaded the gun, and started shooting. Governor Rick Scott said his priority is keeping the public safe.
My number one priority right here, right now in Florida, is to keep everybody safe. Everybody that lives in our state, everybody that travels to our state, do everything we can to keep them safe.
Scott urged Florida residents to pray for those injured in the attack and for the families and friends of those killed. The airport has been closed until further notice. The U.S. Congress on Friday certified the Electoral College vote that gave Republican Donald Trump the victory in the 2016 election. Despite some objections from Democratic lawmakers, Vice President Biden announced the win.
This announcement of the state of the vote by the President of the Senate shall be deemed sufficient declaration of the persons elected President and Vice President of the United States, each for a term beginning on the 20th day of January 2017, and shall be entered together with the list of the votes on the Journal of the Senate and the House of Representatives.
This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who has dismissed the idea that Russia hacked the recent presidential election, received a full briefing Friday from top U.S. intelligence officials. Trump later released a statement calling the meeting constructive and said he had tremendous respect for those who work in the intelligence community. However, he did not explicitly endorse the view of intelligence agencies that Russia had hacked the Democratic National Committee's computers and released damaging information to aid Trump's bid for president. Outside the Trump Tower in Manhattan, Vice President-elect Mike Pence said that the new administration would take action to combat cyber attacks.
The president-elect has made it very clear that we're going to take aggressive action in the early days of our new administration to combat cyber attacks and protect the security of the American people from this type of intrusion in the future.
Trump's response came as a new intelligence report said Friday that Russian President Vladimir Putin aspired to influence the U.S. election in retaliation for Hillary Clinton's statements about Russia's elections while she was Secretary of State. The report released Friday says Putin wanted to undermine the public faith in the U.S. democratic process, denigrate Clinton, and had a clear preference for Donald Trump. Winter storm warnings have been issued for a huge part of the southeastern United States as a storm bears down on the region. Natalie Dale of the Georgia Department of Transportation says that metropolitan Atlanta officials are doing all they can to make roads safe.
They have their own brine-making capabilities, their own brine tanks. They are fully stocked on all their materials. They've been busy treating the roads since yesterday morning. They'll continue to run routes treating some trouble spots today, higher elevations, bridges, overpasses, waiting for that to come in.
Officials in Texas, meanwhile, report dozens of auto accidents after 8 to 10 centimeters of snow fell in the state's panhandle. Snow-slickened roads are also blamed for hundreds of fender benders in Tennessee. South Carolina's governor has declared a state of emergency to prepare for the storm. The U.S. unemployment rate rose 0.1% to hit 4.7% in December. Friday's report from the Labor Department says the economy had a net gain of 156,000 jobs. Market analysts say the job growth was less than economists expected, but was still a solid performance. Meanwhile, on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average flirted with the 20,000 mark, but closed below that milestone as an afternoon rally lost momentum. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.